For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means I've been hanging out for an hour already. Where have you been? Doesn't matter. You're here now. Okay, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You have a smart speaker, Google, Siri, Alexa, whatever it is, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about Isaiah Bond. He had a wide receiver from Texas who didn't get drafted because of allegations of sexual assault. No criminal charges coming. He is now signed with the Cleveland Browns. Hey, we talked about Quinshon Judkins. Well, he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. He had allegations against him of domestic violence. No further criminal charges there. He's going to be signing his rookie contract to play for Cleveland. Rashee Rice facing a punishment from the NFL on September 30th. Sam LaPorta for the Detroit Lions is down with an injury, a minor one. Jordan Love, he had surgery on his left hand. Should be back for the opener against the Detroit Lions. And then we got Michigan, the Wolverines, expecting a punishment tomorrow for sign stealing, recruiting violations. Let's see if Sharon Moore faces some more punishment, more suspensions, more games. Let's see if the school gets fined. Anyway, we got more to get into. You want to be a part of the show, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. How about this? In about 20 minutes, I didn't even mention this, Rashee Rice. Well, he has to wait until September 30th to find out his punishment from the NFL. So at minimum, he'll get 4 games under his belt. We're going to have a conversation with Matt Derrick from the Chiefs Digest. He'll be here with us in 20 minutes. Between Rashee Rice, all the wide receivers that are seemingly getting hurt. You got Travis Kelce, he's doing GQ, doing interviews with his girlfriend. I mean, the Chiefs are like, yeah, we want to bounce back. I know Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid want to bounce back. What the heck is the rest of the team doing? I'm going to have that conversation with Matt Derrick in 20 minutes. If you want to call me in the meantime, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we get to Matt, I have some other news that I need to share with you. The NBA, after kind of just dripping little pieces of the schedule out, today we found out what the regular season schedule is outside of the two Emirates Cup games that you know, kind of get slapped together in the middle of the season when the tournament gets started. And so we know what the season is going to look like. And this is going to be a new season, a new year, an odd one for the NBA, especially as they are now going back to NBC. They're still on ESPN. They're no longer on TNT. And now they're on Amazon as well. Good luck trying to find the NBA. I don't know if it's going to be as difficult as it is sometimes trying to find and identify where a baseball game is. I think that takes me like 20 minutes to figure out where a game is. The NBA is going to have some adjusting to do. Now back on ABC and NBC, it's just kind of wild. But we do know this. Opening night. Oh, my God, damn. Bacha, this is almost 2 months away.
Time flies.
October 21st is the start of the NBA regular season. Wow. In the opening night matchups, these are key matchups, okay? You have the Houston Rockets taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, why is that something of note? Of course, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they just won their first championship in franchise history. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander won everything, every MVP, you name it, a video game award, you name it, a contract, you name it. He won everything. Kevin Durant is on the Houston Rockets now, so we will see him make his debut against his former team. And so that'll be pretty cool. And, of course, in true Kevin Durant fashion, which I love and appreciate, at 5:30 this morning, by the way, someone tweeted at Kevin Durant and said, where will your people in the English online, where will your mental be opening night when you watch the team that gave you everything raise a banner after you left them high and dry? Translation, are you going to cry? You going to be in your feelings, Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant's response, I love it. He goes, finally, period. It's been 10 years. About time they win one. Laugh my ass off. Kevin Durant does not care. That man's going to show up for the Houston Rockets. He's going to be back in Oklahoma City. They're going to boo him. He is not going to care. Maybe he'll be on social media before or after the game, you know, going back at fans, but that man is going to go out there and drop like 25, and we'll see what happens. Oklahoma City is certainly a good team, so if I get it my way, Bacher, I would love to see the Houston Rockets and the Thunder in the NBA Finals. What do you think? Well, the Western Finals.
Yeah,
Western.
Well, yeah. Is there anybody else in the West that we really care about as of now? Maybe the Lakers with Luka and LeBron if he announces its last run. Maybe Jokic.
The other Los Angeles team, if they're healthy, but they're old. They're old as dirt. Can't count on them.
Chris Paul farewell tour there. Maybe, I don't know. It's a lot of things.
It's tough. Speaking of L.A., that same opening night. And so the opening night game is going to be on NBC, which is going to be crazy. Because to think about basketball back on NBC is just nostalgic in and of itself. But that opening night game is going to be, it's going to be a doubleheader on October 21st. Now, you're going to tell me this is what day of the week is this? This can't be the middle of the week, can it? Oh, my God, it's Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday? Oof.
Wow, Tuesday basketball on NBC? Wow. Those games used to be on a weekend. The game right after it, because it's a doubleheader, we have the also old Golden State Warriors taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James is 40. Steph Curry is 37. I don't know. Jimmy Butler's what, 35, 36? Draymond is 35. So we got a bunch of old guys here. And Luka. And so, Botcher, sitting here in the studio, I know exactly what the hell I'll be watching, okay? I'll watch Houston take on the Thunder, and then when we get out of here, I'll be watching the Warriors and the Lakers. Kevin Durant, because he just visits a million teams that he played for, looks like November 24th. Is that not Thanksgiving? No. Okay, that's the week before, that's the day before, a couple days before Thanksgiving. Kevin Durant is going to be back in Phoenix November 24th. We got the Milwaukee Bucks at the Pacers, which means that Miles Turner is going to be back in Indiana, so that'll be nice. He'll get booed. That's November 3rd. Michael Porter Jr. goes back to Denver January 29th. Lonzo Ball, who's now a member of the Cavaliers, he goes to Chicago December 17th. I don't think people in Chicago care because they barely saw him play. Chris Paul, his first game as a Clipper is October 22nd. And Damian Lillard, he can't play, so who cares? Some other games of note. You got Minnesota and the Timberwolves, November 26th. We have the Thunder at the Pacers, NBA Finals rematch, October 23rd. So that'll be on ESPN just a few days after the start of the season, not wasting time there. Yeah, and then we got the Christmas games, which are almost all Western Conference matchups. Cavs are going to take on the Knicks, okay. And then after that, they said, screw the East. Y'all suck. We have Wembanyama and the Spurs at the Thunder. That will be amazing. Oh, man. Boncho, that'll be a good one. Victor Wembanyama will probably lose, but it'll be a good time watching that guy.
Hey, the Spurs might be pretty good this year. I know they really didn't get that second true superstar besides De'Aaron Fox, but they're still a good team.
And they got Castle. They got a bunch of young guards that eventually one day they'll trade them. Yeah, they're going to be good. They're not going to quit, but they'll probably lose. The other Christmas Day game. Ooh, look at this one. We have the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson will be back in the Bay Area. I'm pretty sure that'll suck for him. Could you imagine going back to somewhere that you lived almost your whole adult life for Christmas? Isn't that kind of weird for Klay, especially on Christmas of all days?
I feel like these athletes don't really care about Christmas just because they're pulled away from family every 3 seconds in the NBA, it seems like, for these holidays.
They want to be home for Christmas. They're not. They're getting paid a lot of money, so they don't care in that regard. But they want to be home.
When was the last time Klay didn't play on Christmas?
Yeah, but when's the last time he played on Christmas in a Dallas Mavericks uniform?
That's true.
That's the part. Like, he was crying last year when he went back. And now he has to go back on Christmas of all days? Oh, my God. After that game is done, man, and I may have to fall asleep on Christmas. This is too much. We got the Houston Rockets taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, so we'll have Kevin Durant and LeBron and Luka. And then after that, and at this point, I'm done. Like, I'm going to fall asleep at this point. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Denver Nuggets. That game starts at 10:30 at night. I will be done. That doesn't even count in. Boccia, how am I going to do this? What does the NFL schedule look like? What do we got on Christmas for the NFL? This is nuts.
There's way too many things. Also, the time. I feel like they'd be smart enough to fix the times with the NFL, but I don't know.
What do you mean the times?
Like start times.
To not screw the NBA?
Well, no, the NFL is always going to try and screw over the NBA.
Right.
But you think the NBA would work around the NFL schedule, and there's a 1 o'clock NFL game and a 4:30.
Nah, everybody's jam-packed. Christmas is a new sports day. Listen, man, I just told you about all the NBA games. The NFL has 3 games. You got Dallas at Washington, which is at 1 o'clock on Netflix. That's going to be a must-watch. I mean, these are all... Botch, I want to watch all these games, every single one. This is not fair. I don't want to have 2 screens on.
That's not bad. Having 2 screens up at a house.
No, all day, day,
all day,
from 12 o'clock until 10:30 at night. If you sit down, I'm not doing this. I'm not watching the first basketball game at noon. The Cavaliers and Knicks, they start at noon. The NFL game between the Cowboys and Washington, they kick off at 1 o'clock Eastern. It's all Eastern time. And then the last game of the night is Minnesota at Denver at 10:30. That game is not ending until 1 in the morning, 1:15. I'm not doing that. And then the late game, and this should be a good one too, Denver at Kansas City. Denver's defense is amazing. They got Bo Nix now. That game starts at 8:15 Eastern time. And then in the middle of the day, this is the game to skip, probably maybe. Detroit is taking on Minnesota. That's a Netflix game.
Yeah, I'm just, hey, you don't have to be locked in the entire day to every game. I like it as background noise, having both streams, where it's like, hey, I don't want to change the channel. Especially because it's Netflix. usually the input's different on TV. So it's like I would keep it up in the background and be like, hey, maybe this cares.
So here's this is actually pretty cool. Every basketball game on Christmas, every single game will be on ABC. And so you don't have to change anything. So this is five games. One, two, three, four. There are five games, five NBA games that'll be on ABC on Christmas Day. So you don't have to change that. Keep it on ABC all day. Don't have to move anything. And then the three games on the NFL, two of them, the first two are on Netflix, Dallas at Washington, Detroit at Minnesota. Those games are on Netflix. And then the final game, Denver at Kansas City, that will be on Amazon Prime. So, yeah, that's a lot, man. There's too much going on at Christmas. It'd be a good day to tell your family, screw you. I'm watching sports. I don't need Christmas dinner. I don't need your stinking presents. People are coming to visit you at your house. You can tell them to get out, or you have an excuse not to entertain them. Yeah, the NFL is just, Christmas is a new sports holiday in America. Didn't used to be that way, but here we are. Thank you, NFL. Damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the NBA schedule is out. Go ahead and take a look. Make sure you don't buy any tickets where, you know, some old guy won't be playing. That's almost the entire Clippers team and then maybe LeBron. Don't worry about Joel Embiid. Not old, but he ain't playing either. We're going to have a chat on the other side of the break with Matt Derrick from the Chiefs Digest. Of course, covers all things Kansas City Chiefs. We just talked about the Chiefs. They will be playing on Christmas against the Denver Broncos. I want to get Matt's thoughts on how they can survive without Rashee Rice, what that suspension might look like. Are people in Kansas City sick of Travis Kelce and his podcast and his girlfriend? And we're going to get into Mahomes and how he plans on bouncing back, what that offensive line on the left side will look like after that debacle in the Super Bowl. We're going to have this chat with Matt Derrick on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we learned earlier today that Rashee Rice is set for a meeting with the NFL. We'll learn his fate next month, September 30th. Looks like he'll start the season with the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Travis Kelce, who's out here dropping podcasts with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. We have a new offensive line to help protect Patrick Mahomes. We got wide receivers who are dropping like flies. To talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, who are trying to rebound following that Super Bowl loss to the Eagles, joining us right now is someone who covers all things Chiefs. You can catch him at thechiefsdigest.com, radio in Kansas, all over the place. Joining us right now is Matt Derrick. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just reminded, I cover a team for which Hollywood Brown's ankle injury is like the fourth biggest item you could be talking about.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on with the Chiefs right now. When it comes down to Rashee Rice, there's not necessarily a precedent. Maybe there's a little bit. Roger Goodell being judge, jury, and executioner makes this difficult, even still today. What's the expectation? What are you thinking? 4 to 6 games for Rashee Rice?
Well, that was the expectation until today, and I think, and obviously, I think the involvement of the NFL and NFLPA letting this case go to the disciplinary officer changes the equation a little bit, because it certainly suggests that the NFL and the NFLPA are far apart on what they think that the penalty should be for this. Now, remember Sue Robinson, if you remember, when she held the only other disciplinary meeting that she's held was the Deshaun Watson case, and remember she handed down a 6-game suspension that Deshaun Watson, you know, later they negotiated up to 11 because the NFL wanted more the entire time. Maybe this is good news for Rashee Rice, because at least in the previous case, she had at least been shown to be a little bit differential to the player as far as the length of punishment. But it certainly is the NFL wants, I think, absolutely wants to hammer away at this case. Certainly because they would like to make sure that their players are not street racing and try and get rid of this culture from the league. But we'll see what the outcome of it is. But the outcome of the short term of it is that the Chiefs appear to have Rashee Rice for the first 4 games of the season. And those are going to be 4 important games for them.
No, absolutely. When you think about the time that he might miss, it looks like the last game will be against the Ravens if he is a full go. After that, if he is going to miss a significant time, we've talked about some of these injuries, whether it's Xavier Worthy in a leg or if he's hitting his head or Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster isn't what he used to be. Like this, they lived last year. What can we expect if he's gone this year?
Yeah, that's the real question, is that, you know, obviously this team suffered just about as many losses at wide receiver as you could have imagined last year. Still made it to the Super Bowl, but they lost it because everything have caught up with them eventually. I don't know that they can withstand another season like that. I think it's just too tough to navigate through that. And, you know, and right now, obviously, Hollywood Brown's got an ankle injury, so he's dealing with that right off the bat. And I think, obviously, for the Chiefs, you probably have to expect that between Rashee's, suspension looming and the history with Hollywood Brown and with Juju Smith-Schuster, you're probably not going to have 17 games where you've got all these guys available anyway. So question's going to be, is it going to be 11 or is it going to be 3? Which wasn't even last year. They had 0. So it's going to be tough. And then you factor in the fact that Travis Kelce, future Hall of Famer, we all know that, he's not who he used to be either. So it's not like a 1,400-yard Travis Kelce is going to be coming in with his cape to save the day. This team, I mean, they're going to need some depth, and that depth is going to be challenged.
Matt Derrick is here with us, a Chiefs beat writer and reporter for ChiefsDigest.com. You mentioned Travis Kelce. It feels like it's been a 3-4-day saga about this podcast and its release, and then it was released, and then it was out, and then it crashed. And then we got Travis Kelce in GQ. The guy just told everybody, he told y'all last week that he flushed the memory of last year. And he's focused in on this year. But did he have to do it in GQ? Does he have to do it with Taylor Swift? Are fans in Kansas City kind of like, okay, we get it. Just focus on the football and stop the GQ. Does anybody care?
I don't really think that anybody in Kansas City does care because, wow. You know, it's
they won.
And, you know, and I think there's an acceptance. They realize that Travis doesn't have as much in the tank as he used to be. And they also get and have seen that this guy commits to football. I mean, he doesn't have what he used to have, but they know that this guy is, he's going to fall apart on the football field. He's not going to fall apart, you know, in a GQ shoot. But I mean, he knows how to manage his business off the field. And obviously his girlfriend has been a great, I think, advisor from the financial standpoint. And he's trying to build his career after football, but, you know, and he says and does all the right things as far as, you know, talking about coming to St. Joe for training camp and that being an oasis for him because it allows him to put all of the other stuff aside and just focus on football. And that's one thing that you could never really doubt about Travis Kelce, is watching him up close, is that for all the noise that goes on around him, come football time, he's always focused on that.
Okay. Matt Derrick is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. amongst all the issues. And what a surprise. It seems like a good majority of them have to deal with the offense. We know that the offensive line needed to be retooled. Didn't expect Joe Tooney to be gone. They bring in and Josh Simmons, and they're trying to figure out what they do with that line, and they got more. What can we expect from especially that left side for Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, if what we've seen in training camp is the legitimate Josh Simmons that he is health-wise right now, I mean, I've talked to repeatedly, you know, offensive linemen retired around the league, people who should know what they're talking about, who've seen this kid in camp, who say the Chiefs are settled at left tackle for the next decade if this kid's healthy. He's been that good. Now, we'll see, you know, once the bullets start flying, if that's really the case. And the Chiefs are going to be challenged a little bit by trying to replace Joe Tooney at left guard. They're not going to be as good there. They're trying to get cheaper and younger. But if Josh Simmons is even anywhere close to the hype that we're getting for him, and that, you know, this is a legitimate blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes, then it's going to make 15's life a whole lot easier. And that's where you could see this team being better offensively, even if, once again, they have to deal with the injuries and losses at wide receiver, because, hey, a Patrick Mahomes with time to throw can elevate guys around him. And we've seen that in training camp. I mean, right now he's got guys like Tyquan Thornton, Jason Brandley, and Robert Tonyan, you know, looking like potential Pro Bowlers. Again, you'll see what happens when we're playing for real. But right now this offense, when it's healthy, looks like it's ready to roll again.
When you think about the defense, not a lot of conversation is said about them. We know that Justin Reed is gone. They bring in Christian Fulton. I remember him starting off with the Carolina Panthers. What can we expect from this defense? And in my mind, I just see a lot of shuffling around with the corners and defensive backs over the past few years.
Yeah, they've got a few things to figure out at cornerback and the secondary overall. They're still very, very young, but they've got a trio of safeties and Brian Cook, Tremari Connor, and Jaden Hicks that they believe in legitimately. I mean, those are potentially maybe three starters that could start for any team in the league. At corner, after Trent McDuffie, they've got some inconsistencies, and they're hoping that Christian Fulton can provide some help there. But again, injuries have been a part of his game too, so there's nothing necessarily set after McDuffie, but up front and in the middle, they've got everybody back and then some. You know, they've got Chris Jones up front. Nick Bolton is back with a long-term deal, and he is the quarterback of that defense. All of the things that you love about Steve Spagnuolo as far as his ability to call some exotic blitzes and have this team play with some exotic looks, it's all because he's got Nick Bolton in the middle of that defense to set everybody and set it all up. And, you know, and then for the first time since he's arrived in Kansas City, they're going to have Charles and Minnehue from the beginning of the year in week one.
Wow. Yeah.
Something they haven't had the last couple of years. And so they're hoping that this pass rush can be better than it was a year ago when they really kind of slacked off last year.
With all the holes, I mean, what we're looking at now, what might be a hole in the middle of the season in October with Rasheed Rice, knowing that they're trying to keep the offensive line together and healthy and gel, what's the expectation from you for the Kansas City Chiefs, knowing that the Broncos have gotten better, knowing that the Chargers, yeah, they've dealt with some of their own injuries, but they're not necessarily going anywhere. We got the Raiders. What are your thoughts on how they fit in the AFC West?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this team was 15-2 a year ago, and I don't think they were a 15-2 team last year. I think they just got some breaks at the right time. Conversely, 2 years ago, they won a Super Bowl when they were 11-6, and I think they were probably better than being an 11-6 team, that they just got some breaks that went against them that year. This team feels like, again, I mean, it feels like a 13-4 kind of team. I mean, that could go either way. That's kind of the baseline for me. And I'm not sure that even, you know, what's happening in the AFC West changes it a whole lot. The Chargers are continuing to get better, but Rashawn Slater is going to be a huge loss. And the Broncos are continuing to get better. I'm not sold on the Raiders. I think they've still got some times to fix everything. But you know what? That game in Brazil against the Chargers in week one is going to go a long way toward, I think, you know, dictating this Chiefs season. If they can go down there and capture that game and win it, what I think is going to be a pretty tough environment for them. That could get them on the straight and narrow pretty early, and I think set the tone for the season. But if they lose that game, and then you've got the Eagles, Giants, and Ravens after that, I mean, a 1-3 start, maybe even 0-4, because the Chiefs always seem to lay an egg in New York. It could just certainly be in the cards.
Hey, Matt, last question for you. With all the, I don't even want to say uncertainty, but with the changes and adjustments, we know the stalwarts are still Mahomes. He's not going anywhere. He's still Patrick Mahomes. And you think about Andy Reid. Outside of a haircut, is there anything different with Patrick Mahomes, or is it just we need to bounce back from last year?
I mean, if anything, I think I see a even more focused and determined Patrick Mahomes. This training camp, it might be the best I've seen him in the last, you know, 9 seasons in St. Joe. It's he's really been on fire. He's been finely tuned. It seems like he's extremely focused on making sure that the guys around him are getting better, and he feels confident. I mean, there's no doubt this guy takes every loss personally, and that blowout loss against the Eagles, I mean, it was a very personal blow. So I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, you have seen a focused Mahomes ready to redouble his efforts, and he's bound and determined to drag those teammates with him. Everybody takes their cues from Mahomes, so it's hard for me to not see a Chiefs team that's motivated to get back to where they want to be, because this guy just seems to refuse to let anybody lollygag. And like I said, this is maybe the sharpest, most focused Mahomes I've seen in years.
All right, let's see if he gets back into that MVP conversation. Let's see if he gets back to winning a Super Bowl and not running for his life. Hey, Matt, I appreciate the time and the insight. Please tell everybody where they can follow you, your work with Chiefs Digest, everything you do on the radio. Fill us in.
Yeah, ChiefsDigest.com is the place to go for everything. From there, you can get all of the social media channels that I'm on, especially Chiefs Digest on YouTube. That's where we've got a lot of activity going on these days, but Chiefs.com will get you everything you need.
Hey, appreciate that. Well, enjoy the season. We'll catch you down the line, Matt, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Take care, my friend.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the Chiefs got a lot of questions. And Matt, and I'm not going to say imagine if they did win the Super Bowl, it didn't happen. But would we have as many question marks? Obviously, Rashee Rice would still be something to take care of and worry about. They were going to need to fix that offensive line anyway, and they still went to the Super Bowl. But let's see what the Chiefs do this year. They're going to stay alive. They'll probably end up winning the division. That'll get them into the playoffs. And at that point, You would think that they'll be healthy. You never know. But Rashee Rice should be back by then as well. So you never know. Kansas City Chiefs still a team to pay attention to. And let's face it, the Baltimore Ravens, they still got to beat them. The Buffalo Bills, oh, yeah, they still got to beat them. And not in the regular season either. You got to get the job done in the playoffs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the Chiefs are trying to hoist another Vince Lombardi trophy. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you about a team, a baseball team. They're trying to hoist the commissioner's trophy, but they've been on a downward swoon. I'm going to tell you about the Dodgers on the other side of the break. And speaking of that, we just talked about the NBA schedule, how hard it is to keep up. NBC, Peacock, Prime, ABC, ESPN. I think it's even tougher to keep up with baseball. We'll talk some Dodgers on the other side, get into some baseball, but right now let's get into a news flash here with Marco Belletti.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you to Matt Derrick for joining us from ChiefsDigest.com. Now I need to let you know this, that this portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It's going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. I like this song. Go ahead, Bacha. Do the words. Where the words at? I know you know the words.
Of all the songs, I know like about half of the songs that we have in the list right now. Yeah. I do not know this one.
This is Glorilla, right? Yeah. Glorilla.
And Cardi B.
Yeah, okay.
Imagining the words. I don't know them.
Yeah, very aggressive. About beating people up, I think. Anyway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of people getting beat up, you like that, huh? The Dodgers, they've been getting beat up. Bullpen's been getting beat up. The starters, all that depth that they had, the starters been getting beat up. The offense is beat up. Yesterday, the Dodgers lost to the Angels. I mean, you're not supposed to lose to the Angels. They got swept. The Angels, they swept them, the Battle of L.A., I can't even call it the Battle of L.A. They in Anaheim, okay? Let's not get over our heads here. They lost last night 6-5. You got Muncy, who all of a sudden is hurt. I feel like everybody in the bullpen is hurt. The Dodgers are 12-21 since July 3rd. Yeah, it's been a miserable summer here for the Dodgers. Expected to go out here and compete for another championship with all the depth, all the money that they're spending. They're on a 5-game losing streak. They've been outscored 41-8. And most importantly, the Padres went and got all that bullpen help. The Dodgers didn't do much of anything. I guess they said, we spent enough money. The Dodgers are no longer in first place. The Dodgers are number two. Not what anybody expected. At all, the Padres they've taken the number one spot. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, he was asked whether or not it was any thought or idea that the Dodgers would be in second place.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, we're where we're at. We put ourselves in this spot. But no, I wouldn't have expected us to be in second place right now.
No, I didn't either. Well, nobody's hitting. What's going to happen? You got some magic dust? What's going to happen with everybody in this slump?
We do a good job of looking at ourselves and saying, hey, what can I do better? And we can all be better. So it's not a lack of care. And I talk about preparation all the time. So I know it's not complacency. I mean, our guys are playing their tails off.
They play San Diego tomorrow. Okay, the team that just jumped them. The Dodgers better get a jump on their season. They still have a record of 68-53. The National League West is especially competitive with the Padres making all these moves. You feel good about this turning around, Dave?
It's going to turn, but I know Max said it yesterday. I've said it before. You can't feel sorry for yourself, and that's something that I don't expect from our guys. And we've got a big series coming up. And those guys are playing great baseball. It's going to be, you know, crazy at Chavez Ravine, and our guys will be ready.
Okay. All right. That's what he says. All right. We'll see. Bacha, if they continue to be as hurt as they have been, I wouldn't be surprised. And I don't want to change up. Like, the same way I feel about the Brewers, I see how hot they are now. Eventually, they're going to cool off. If the Dodgers can get healthy and get it together, particularly the bullpen and the pitching, I think they'll be okay. And I don't want to completely put them in the toilet, but I think they'll be fine.
Any team that has three former MVPs in the top three of their lineup or top four in their lineup, they'll be fine. Especially when you have Kershaw, too. You have Glass now back there. Blake Snell. Like, they have so much talent that if they don't get it together, it's on Dave Roberts. And I know he won the ring last year. He won in 2020. But it's still on him. You have to use the talent you have, and it's good talent.
I'm still you thinking about Clayton Kershaw. Well, I mean, I guess by the time they get to the postseason, he'll be okay. Damn, I remember used to put him out there. He could have an ERA of 1.0 in the regular season. By the time the playoffs come around, he starts getting beat on like a pinata. And so I'm not counting out the Dodgers. If you're a Padres fan, you can certainly be excited about all the moves that AJ Preller has made. I'm not discounting the Dodgers. We'll see what happens. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of the Dodgers, we know where they want to be in the World Series. We got some news today about the future home of Sunday Night Baseball. We don't know if that's still going to be on ESPN. I mean, at the beginning of this hour, we talked about all of the changes to the NBA's coverage. The NBA will be on ABC, ESPN, NBC, Peacock, Amazon Prime. Like, you're going to need to take a card out of your wallet, but people still have wallets, maybe. Some people. You need a scorecard to keep up with where everything is going to be. Apparently, ESPN declined the rights to, Sunday Night Baseball. Major League Baseball said, no, thank you. We're going to shop elsewhere. NBC and Apple are the top contenders for Sunday Night Baseball. Oh, NBC, please take it. Please, please, NBC. I am not paying Apple any more money to watch anything, okay? Unless they're going to give, and even in that case, if they give me Sunday Night Baseball free on my iPhone, I'm still not watching. Because how am I going to watch it in my house? They're going to tell me I need an Apple TV. I had one 15 years ago. I don't want a new one. Please. We already got Friday Night Baseball on Apple. I watched like two games. I watched the free preview, and I said, I'm not paying for this. I already pay for all the baseball games, all of them. Botch, what's it called? Something ticket, MLB ticket,
MLB extra innings. League pass.
Extra innings.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I pay for all the games already. And now you're telling me on Fridays to watch one of the marquee matchups, I got to pay for Apple? No to hell, thank you.
It's like Roku.
Yeah, like who wants to watch Roku baseball on Sunday morning? Nobody. And so Major League Baseball is mad that ESPN hasn't put emphasis on Sunday Night Baseball. Major League Baseball is mad that ESPN hasn't promoted baseball the way they do the NFL and NBA. Well, y'all don't got the stars for it. But then you're going to put this now behind Apple TV? Come on. What a load of crap that is. And everybody's about making money. If Apple comes through and says, hey, we'll buy it for, I don't know, $1 billion for the next 7 years. Baseball says deal. Man, they're taking the money and chopping themselves off at viewership. Botcher, I remember, and this sounds crazy, I remember Sunday Night Baseball. I don't care what time of the year, what time of summer it was. It was must see. I wanted to be home for Sunday Night Baseball. Bocce, you want to know something? What? I do not care. Now, I have not cared in years. I mean, God bless and God rest his soul. We haven't had Joe Morgan out there. I don't care. Like, it was something special to sit down and watch Sunday Night Baseball. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
Hey,
No John Miller, no Joe Morgan. I don't care.
I don't know what it is, but every time I turn on Sunday Night Baseball, I don't know if it's the announcing, teams playing. It puts you to sleep.
It is. It's boring.
It doesn't have like a big... The NFL, every time you get to Sunday Night Football, you have the crazy open. Yeah, waiting all night for Sunday night. You go to the MLB, though, it's just, and today, this team versus this team. And then it puts you to sleep.
And there's no juice between the teams. The start time, isn't it earlier now? It's like 6:30 Eastern, something like that, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it's usually 7.
And it's just two teams. It's like, there's nothing about it. And so you wonder why Major League Baseball is mad. I don't know. There's nobody going to inject juice into Sunday Night Baseball. The only way that happens, I think NBC would do a good job. Please. I like Apple. I like Apple products. Don't put Sunday Night Baseball on Apple. Please don't do it. Don't do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about something else that I don't know. A lot of people don't want this. Male cheerleaders in the NFL? Uh-oh.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.